ध्यायामोदवळावगुण्डवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the second chapter of Bhakti Sutra, Narada initially spoke about Bhakti as to why Bhakti is the goal. So Bhakti is both the goal and the path. Therefore it is preferable to other paths. So Bhakti is preferable to other paths because Bhakti is, it itself gives fruit, it is both the path and the goal, the same thing. And in Bhakti there is no scope for Ahankaram. So Ishwarasyapi Abhimana Dveshitvat Dainya Priyatvacha. So when a person starts in any path, any spiritual path, when a person starts, the sense of ego is bound to be there. So once a person progresses in something, like whether it is worldly thing or spiritual, it doesn't matter, anywhere, when a person starts something, there is a possibility of, there not possibility, but chances of ego being there is more. So that is the same with spiritual path or bhakti. In bhakti also there is scope, but in other paths the scope is much more. And there are people like who argue that this is better, that is better. So now why is Narada telling that here? Narada is telling that here because he wants to emphasize the need for bhakti. So any path, even bhakti, people who just do bhajanam, who don't know the nature of Ishvara. So Ishvara tatra apina mahatmya jnana visvrati apavadaha. As per Narada, in true bhakti, the nature of the Lord is never forgotten. So the person, the bhakta, knows whether it is apara bhakti or para bhakti, doesn't matter. A bhakta knows that everything is one Ishvara. Bhakta knows Ishvara's essential nature to be Advitiya Satyam, Ishvara to be the substratum of the world that is currently perceived. So a bhakta knows that very clearly. So knowledge is there. So there are people who may follow the bhakti margam or say that they are following bhakti margam because they daily go to the temple, they daily wear sacred ashes, or they wear sinduram. So they sing bhajans daily, they chant namas daily, they do dhyanam, Ishvara dhyanam, or Ishvara's form dhyanam they do. So many people do all these. They'll tell that I do this, I do that, and claim themselves to be bhakta. That is not bhakti. Naradastu tadarpita gilacharata tadvismarane paramavyakulata. As per Narada, bhakti is when a person offers all actions onto Ishvara, and when Ishvara is forgotten, it's as if the bhakta cannot live. So that is bhakti, that is real bhakti. So some people can think that they are bhaktas by doing some external activity, but it is more towards the inner attitude. It's more about the inner attitude, not external actions alone. So many people argument are trying to stand for this or that. That argument itself is because a person doesn't know the path. So there may be many paths like jnanam. In one the emphasis might be different, one the other the emphasis might be different. In one of the marga the emphasis will be learning scriptures, in the other the emphasis will be towards bhakti. So external actions are different for different path, but the goal is same. Ishvara smarana or remembrance of Brahman is the same in all the paths, but chances of fall down in other paths are more than in bhakti. But Narada says that some people say, tasyaha jnanameva sadhanam ityeke. Eke means few. Few say that tasyaha bhakti jnanameva sadhanam. Jnanam is the sadhanam. Jnanam is the means for bhakti. So some people say, oh, bhakti, for bhakti you need jnanam. Without jnanam you cannot know Ishvara. So some people we can find, like people who want to emphasize jnanam, they'll say, oh, bhakti, how can you have bhakti without jnanam? Yes, Narada himself says, sadrabi namahatme jnana vismrati apavadaha. So jnanam is essential. So jnanam is a sadhanam for bhakti. So some people say that, and others say, anyonya ashrayatvam iti anye. Anye, others say that, anyonya ashrayatvam. Anyonya ashrayatvam means both are interdependent. So some people say jnanam is the sadhanam for bhakti. Some people say both are interdependent. All such people don't really know. Bhakti and jnanam is exactly the same. Therefore Narada says, swayam phalarupata iti brahma kumara. Brahma kumara. Brahma kumara means Brahma's son, which is Narada. So Narada says that swayam phalarupata iti. Swayam phalarupata, swayam by itself phalarupata, it gives the fruit. So phalarupatvat was Narada said earlier as well. So the same thing he says here, swayam, it itself gives the goal. The goal is achieved by bhakti itself. Bhakti doesn't depend on anything. There is no dependence on anything else. So this is where we can clearly say that bhakti is the same as true bhakti is the same as true jnanam, because for jnanam as well, nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. For knowledge, a person who is following jnanam swayam, that by itself will give him the goal, take him to the goal in due course of time. So that itself, swayam, nothing else is required. So that means there cannot be two things which are same. By itself they can lead. There cannot be anything like that, because advitiya satyam. Therefore both bhakti and jnanam are the same. Then what did Narada mention in the first sutra as jnanam? Satu karma jnane jnana yoge bhyo api adhikatara. So what did Narada mean by jnanam there? That is just some intellectual or scriptural learning. Just some learning, not implementation. When Krishna says in Gita about jnanam, it is implementation, it's living. A person who is a true bhakta, there is jnanam there as well. Such a bhakta doesn't need anything else. So, as we discussed, all these parts are there in bhakti. In true bhakti, karma is there. What is karma? Karma is a person offering all actions onto Ishvara. Ishvara arpanam. Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam. So offering everything to Ishvara without craving for fruit, that is karma. So that is there in bhakti. And yogam, yoga means samatvam yoga uchyate, seeing oneness everywhere, equanimity of the mind through vision of oneness. A bhakta is always remembering Ishvara. So that means Ishvara alone is there in the bhakta's mind. Ishvara's thought pervades the bhakta's mind. Ishvara's thought, as Narada will say later, Ishvara's thought, Ishvara's actions. So Ishvara alone pervades the bhakta's actions, thoughts, objects of the world or vision. Everything is pervaded by Ishvara. So true bhakti has yogam as well. True bhakti has jnanam as well. The jnanam, the knowledge that the mahima, mahatmit jnanam, mahatvam of Ishvara. What is the mahatvam of Ishvara? Ishvara is advitiya satyam. Ishvara is sachidanandam. Ishvara alone is real. That is the mahatmyam. That is also there in bhakti. So bhakti has everything. Then what about people who argue that this is greater, that is greater? What about we know why Narada said this is greater and that is, this is better or greater. Narada himself justified it. So what about people saying that jnanam is essential, this is required, that is required? So people who say that, So such people don't really know the truth. They don't know any of the path. They don't follow any of the path. They just go about like speaking about or boasting about Ishvara. So such people just boast about their path, my path, your path. Your path is wrong, my path is there. So there itself, I and mine is there. So ahankaram is there. Ishvarasya pi abhimana dveshitvat. And that's the same thing. Ahamiti atmadhiryacha mameti atmiyadhira api arthashunye yadayasya satmatnyo bhavetata. In Upadesha Sahasri Shankara says that when a person doesn't have the sense of I and the sense of mind, that very moment he becomes a knower of the self. So that is knowledge. So that knowledge, if a person has, how can he say my path, your path? There is no my and your. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha. Nirmana moha, manam and moham. Manam abhimanam, the form of I and mind, that is not at all there for a jnani. So that is not there for a yogi as well, because without that, samadarshanam, samadrishti or samatvam cannot be there. Siddhya siddhyoho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. In siddhi and asiddhi, in good times and bad times, for at all times maintaining equanimity of the mind, peace of the mind, that is possible only when a person sees oneness everywhere. So there itself, I and mind vanish. In karma yoga means nishkama karma. In nishkama karma, how can there be I and mind? There is no doership. Or in naishkarmyam, nishkama karma leads to the state of naishkarmyam, when a person renounces all action, action is completely negated. So there also there is no possibility or no chance of ahankaram in the form of I and mind. So I and mind cannot be there as well. So therefore, people who go around saying that they know many things are really fools, who don't even know what they are speaking. They don't even know what they are saying that they know. So that is what such people, chaturtha vedyapi yo viprahasu sukshmam brahmana vindati veda bhara bharakrantah savai brahmana gardabah. So that brahmin donkeys who are carrying the load of Vedas, chaturtha vedyapi yo viprah, people who have learned all the four Vedas or Bhakti Shastra. Oh, I know Narada Bhakti Sutra. I know Chandilya Bhakti Sutra. I know Bhagavatam. I know Ramayanam. So all Bhakti literature, they know. What is the point of knowing all those? So Sukshmam Brahmana Vindati, without knowing Ishvara. Oh, but this is not right. Bhagavatam doesn't speak about Ishvara. Vedanta Saram Yad Brahmatmaikyatva Lakshanam Vastu Advitiyam Yan Nishtam Kaivalyega Prayojanam. The Prayojanam, what is the purpose of Bhagavatam? The purpose of Bhagavatam is Vedanta Saram. What is the Vedanta Saram? The essence of Vedantam, Brahmatmaikyatva Lakshanam, characterized by oneness of Brahman and Atman. That Vastu Advitiyam, that Advitiya Vastu Yan Nishtam Kaivalyam. So the Kaivalyam, the Kaivalya Avastha, absolute state when a person is established in that Advitiya Satyam, Kaivalya Eka Prayojanam, that alone is the purpose of Bhagavatam. Iti Shri Bhagavata Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Jnanam Param Giyate. So iti Bhagavata Puranam Amalam. Bhagavatam itself speaks about its own content matter. So iti Bhagavata Puranam Amalam, this Puranam is Amalam, pure Puranam. Yet Vaishnavanam Priyam, which is very dear to Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means people who seek Vishnu, people who seek the truth. So seekers of truth, Bhagavatam is very dear to them. So seekers of truth, Bhagavatam is very dear to them. Yasmin, in which, in Bhagavatam, Paramahamsyam Ekam Jnanam Param Giyate. Giyate Sang. What is Sang? Paramahamsyam. Paramahamsyam means Paramahamsas. mind, whatever is there in the Paramahamsa's mind, the goal of Paramahamsa's, the substratum of Paramahamsa's, the very basis of Paramahamsa's, which is Advitiya Satyam Ekam Jnanam Param, Ekam Param Jnanam, that supreme consciousness. That is the goal of Bhagavatam. That is the subject matter of Bhagavatam. So people who just go around saying that, oh, this side, Bhagavatam speaks about bhakti, and that is different from jnanam, that is greater than jnanam, that is greater than yogam, that is greater than karma. Such people don't know anything at all. So rather than trying to analyze or criticize all these paths, a true seeker will try to imbibe all of these. A true seeker, a person who is following Jnana Margam or Bhakti Margam, he will have all these aspects. He will know just remembering that the ultimate truth or Ishvara alone exists here, that itself becomes sadhana, that itself gives the fruit, that itself, following that itself, will take us to bhakti, jnanam, karma, yoga, everything. So that is also called ananya bhajanam or nididhyasanam. In different paths it's termed variously, but it is one and the same thing. What is it? Remembering Ishvara. So Ishvara, remembering Advitiya Satyam, remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. There is only Brahman here, Sarvam Brahma Mayam. That thought, that one thought is enough to put a person really in a particular path, and thereby making him achieve the goal of Anandam. So Bhakti is not different from that. So Bhakti means remembering Ishvara at all times, knowing that Ishvara alone is present here, that is Swayam Phala Rupata, that itself will give the fruit. So a person doesn't need anything else, just that bhakti alone is enough. Naradastu tadarpita kila acharata tadvismarane parama vyakulata or parama prema rupam amritaswarupam. Supreme love merging onto Ishvara, pervading our mind with Ishvara's thought of Ishvara, that is enough. Swayam phalarupata, that itself will give us anandam. A sadhaka will not need anything else. So in the next day we will see as to Narada justifying his statement that bhakti is swayam phalarupata, it itself gives the fruit, through some examples which will make it more clear that bhakti is not different from jnanam. We'll continue in the next day. Anushka.